Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's music in the air tonight. Of course, we'll have it throughout the afternoon for you here at WPR, but tonight the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will be playing a program with some strong Russian accents, but also a good deal of Mozart, too. That concert will take place tonight at 7:30 in the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center for the Arts, and features Ilya Yakushev, piano, in a couple of the works, 10 Bagatelles for Piano and Orchestra by Cherepnin, and then the Jazz Suite for Piano and Orchestra, quite a charming work by Alexander Zwassmann. And there will also be, as I mentioned, some Mozart in the form of the Symphony No. 40, and some other things too, and stopping by to give us some insights into all of that music and other music. Ilya Yakushev, welcome back to the midday.
Thank you.
It's been 4 years, and before that it was another 4 years. So is this kind of like Halley's Comet? Every 4 years you come into our view?
It's a great tradition, and thank you for making it happen again. Maestro Sewell is here as well.
Yes, indeed. Andrew Sewell, conductor of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Welcome back. I don't know how long it's been for you, Andrew.
Well, it's interesting that the rules have changed getting into the building
with
some security things. But I was just thinking it was an election year every 4 years, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Or non-election.
So that means
year.
I'm here for a reason, huh? That's what you're implying.
Thank you for having me on, Norman.
Happy to have both of you back. And give us some insights into this concert before we hear some of the solo work that Ilya has recorded over the course of the years. Now, neither one of these pieces, I venture to say, is broadly familiar. The Cherepnin, we do hear his music occasionally here on WPR. I'm not sure about these Opus 5, 10 Bagatelles, though. An interesting combination. I can't remember other Bagatelles for piano and orchestra.
Could I say a couple of words before Maestro will tell us why he decided to make those selections? Because my initial proposal was to do the Zwassmann suite. I always wanted to do it, and I never got an invitation to do it for some reason. So tonight is going to be my first time playing it, and
not the very first time, but I mean the first time in concert.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Of course, I did play separate movements from that suite, but never played the whole thing. And really looking forward to that experience. And then Maestro came up with the idea of pairing it with Cherepnin's Bagatelles, which I've never played before either. And it makes it a really, really light and fun experience to play those two back-to-back. It's a very young work by Cherepnin, which was then revised in the 1950s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, obviously, to me, there's a lot of French influence in his music. Some Asian influence as well, because he spent some time in the Far East, and I'm hearing that there as well. While Zwassmann's suite is a totally Russian 1930s and 1940s
very 30s, yeah,
popular music.
Sounds like movie music at
exactly,
times.
Exactly.
I would say not in the same realm as, say, the Warsaw Concerto. I think it's more musical even than that, you know.
Right, correct.
More interesting.
And I should say that Maestro always makes it interesting for me every time, every 4 years. Then I thank you for that, because every time I come here, I do a combination of two concerti. The first time I was here, I played Rhapsody in Blue and first Prokofiev.
Prokofiev.
I think
that's
it was
right. Yeah.
Prokofiev first. And then we did Bach and Mendelssohn, mm-hmm, the second time I was here, and now there are these two concerti. And I think Maestro will mention our next event together, which is going to take place in the summer. And we're
July
gonna
the
do,
31st, a
yeah,
concert on the
do
square.
Two concerts, concertos there as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're going to do no less than the entire Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto.
Yes, and the Cornish Rhapsody by Herbert Bath, which is a short 6-minute work, film music from 1941, but it goes very well with Rachmaninoff.
I was going to say a handful, but it's two hands full. That's a lot of music. Well, just one more quick word about the Zwassmann. It does get you into this whole world, I think, which is not terribly familiar to us in this country, of Russian jazz in the late 20s and even into the early 40s. And I mean,
absolutely,
some of it is what would be called unaccented jazz. I mean, you couldn't tell, you know, that it's Russian.
It pretty much, I would say that his music kind of reflects the better parts of life in Soviet Union in 1940s.
It's a very cheerful work.
A very cheerful work, and considering that it was written in 1945, which is the end of Second World War, a very tough time for Soviet Union, the year he played as a soloist in Rhapsody in Blue, in the very first performance of that piece in Soviet Union.
Wow.
And he composes that the same year. A very special year for him, for jazz, so-called jazz music in Soviet Union, and just an incredible time for the country, coming out of a five-year-long terrible war, and hearing that kind of music at the end of it, after all this destruction, is really an event for me. I think it's a real accomplishment to write something like that at a time like that.
It's quite a charming sparkling tour de force, and before any more cell phones go off, let's hear some of your Bach, which you recorded a few years ago. This is the Sarah Band from the Partita No. 1 in B-flat, the pianist, my guest this afternoon, Ilya Yakushev. Charming thing with a delicate touch, and that was the Sarah Band from the Partita number 1 by Bach, played by Ilya Yakushev, who's here with conductor Andrew Sewell. They're performing tonight, already tonight, with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and Ilya is performing two works, 10 Bagatelles for Piano and Orchestra by Cherepnin, and then the Jazz Suite for Piano and Orchestra by Alexander Zwassmann. And you have also recorded the Mussorgsky Pictures in an exhibition, which is always, I would say, a rediscovery for those who are so familiar with the Ravel orchestration, that Mussorgsky was unconventional in many ways in the way he wrote for the piano. And Ravel, I guess, brilliant orchestrator, but I guess smoothed out some of those rather unorthodox moments. And so you get some interesting surprises. And what is your take on Pictures in an Exhibition for piano solo?
Well, that's the version that he had in mind originally. There was no thinking of it being an orchestral suite involved at all. He right. didn't. I don't even think that he knew that it was arranged for a symphony orchestra or for any other kind of ensemble. Ravel's version is one of 26 or 27 tries by composers or conductors to do that, to arrange it for a symphony orchestra. And it's a very popular work for audiences to hear in concert played by a symphony orchestra, because it's very soloistic. Every instrument that is involved has a...
It's a great sax part.
Yes, sax, you name it. All of the tuba, the trumpets, whatever, you name it. Every instrument gets to play a lot of great material. And Ravel is, of course, one of the most incredible orchestrators of all times. If you look at his piano concerti, the piano concerto in G, something that I eventually want to do with Maestro one day.
Oh,
I'm,
sure.
I'm just what? Throwing it out there on live radio.
What's still the delay, though?
But that is a piece which is so demanding for the orchestra, like no other piano concerto.
Also jazzy,
right. But my point is that Ravel was incredible at orchestration and at appreciating every instrument in the orchestra. And Pictures at an Exhibition, his version of the piece, is, of course, a great example of that. And the piece of, as you said, you used just the right word, unconventional. I always tell my audiences when I play this piece, listen to it with the ears of the person that lived in the middle of the 19th century and imagine hearing that live in the orchestra in concert for the first time in the middle of the 19th century. We're now prepared. Our ears are prepared to hear something like that. But back then, it was completely outrageous and shocking to hear something like that. So, Pictures at an Exhibition is the piece, one piece that I, in my repertoire, that I played maybe over 100 times. Well,
wow.
Over 100 times. It's been one of my very, very favorite cycles. And every time you play it, you have to make sure it's new and fresh and interesting, not only for the audience but also for you, because it's you can get dragged into being too tired of the piece. But this piece is one of those where you discover something new every time.
Well, this is the opening salvo or two of Pictures in an Exhibition, played by Ilya Yakushev.
Thank you.
which picture was that, Ilya? Of the
that was
exhibition.
Number two.
That was okay.
That was the old castle.
The old castle, very atmospheric. I think that's the part that Ravel put a saxophone into, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a sample of that. Is that your latest CD?
That's my latest CD, and it has old Russian music on it. It starts with a piece called "Dumka" by Tchaikovsky. Then the picture set and exhibition is the second piece on the disc, and the latest addition to that album was the Rachmaninoff's variations on the theme by Corelli.
Nice combination.
It's one of the later works by Rachmaninoff, one of six works that he wrote after moving to the United States, and has a special meaning to me. It was written around the time when the Rhapsody on the theme by Paganini
was
composed.
Sure.
Yep. It was his variations period in his life, and it's really great stuff.
You're going to be performing tomorrow, let's see, as part of the Salon Piano series at Farley's House of Pianos, and that's a concert at 7:30. There's also a master class I see that you're giving tomorrow over there. And, of course, Ilya Yakushev is performing tonight with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, a really packed program. The first four pieces of the five are Russian works, the Stravinsky Suite No. 2 for Small Orchestra, the aforementioned Cherepnin Ten Bagatelles for Piano and Orchestra, Ragtime by, drum roll please,
Stravinsky.
Well, it's not your Scott Joplin, I'll say that much about it. Mm-hmm. And then it's Fassmann, of course, the Jazz Suite. And then Mozart Symphony No. 40 in mm-hmm. G minor. Always makes people happy to hear that. And that's tonight at 7:30, Capitol Theater, Overture Center for the Arts, Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Their music director, their maestro, Andrew Sewell, with us today. Good to see you again, Andrew. And Ilya, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Hope it's sooner than another 4 years.